Do you want to introduce first, Mr. Algar?
That's probably necessary. Thank you. So, here we are with the 11-12 unaudited actuals. As you've heard me say in the years past, we're required to submit these forms, which are actually in the spiral-bound, thicker document. We have to bring those to the board by September 15th. In this case, the 17th, since the 15th was on a Saturday. And then we submit them. Nancy submits them over to the County Office of Ed, and ultimately they go to the State Department for review. So these are the 11-12 actuals, unaudited because our auditors, Crowe Horvath, will be here the middle of October to finish their audit, and the report is due mid-December to the state, which you guys always get a copy of. So that's why they're unaudited. The auditors have not completed their audit. And again, thanks to Nancy and her department for all their hard work all year and all the work that goes into keeping all the transactions in the budget, et cetera, for the district for an entire year. So you've seen this before. The only thing that's really updated now is the revenues reflect the 11-12 actuals. Again, the big thing there is the revenue limit deficit factor. Again, this is 11-12, not 12-13. So you saw different numbers for 12-13. 11-12, because of that deficit factor, we lost about $12 million in revenue limit funding, plus additional categorical funds. But just in the revenue limit, that deficit factor is about a $12 million loss. Here's where we ended the year. This is our total fund balance, restricted and unrestricted. It went up slightly. You'll see that in a minute. Restricted balance, the reserve for economic uncertainties, the 3%. The unassigned, unappropriated, what used to be called undesignated, but the terms have changed, $5.9 million. That's all one-time money. That's what supports deficit spending into the future. And if you've heard me say before, rounded up to $6 million. If you're deficit spending $100,000 a year, that $6 million lasts a long time. If you're going to deficit spend $3 million a year, you're broke in 2 years. This is, again, just how things changed from budget to budget. Remember, we adopt our budget prior to June 30th, even if the state has not adopted theirs, which typically they don't. So usually by second interim, things are pretty much refined, and you can see there isn't a whole lot of change in the unrestricted. The restricted did change, but the unrestricted did not. And if you recall, we were estimating about $500,000 in unrestricted budget savings. And if you see third interim, where we were at negative 621 and we ended the year at negative 151, we came really close to that $500,000 estimate. Unrestricted and restricted, again, you can see unrestricted, we deficit spent about $151,000. Restricted went up, and I have a slide on that in a second. These are the changes, the key changes, material changes between third interim and the end of the year, the unaudited actuals, the close. I mean, obviously, you can read this for yourself. We had a big improvement in special ed due to some one-time mental health funding that we received, so that helped the special ed budget. We spent a little bit more in home-to-school transportation than what we had projected. Some fairly minor changes in salary and benefits. We had some bigger changes in actually savings in the 4,000s, the books and supplies, site carryovers, print shop, transfers and savings, etc. And a little smaller print, this is a little more crowded. We also had some savings in the services, the 5,000s. And again, the change between third interim and actuals is only 29,000 after factoring in the $500,000 of estimated budget savings. These are the restricted carryovers. Medi-Cal went up, lottery instructional materials went up, The other ones, the biggest one is EIA, but it didn't change a whole lot. It's almost 850,000 carryover in EIA. And other local, one of the big differences there was our MAW money. We had a bigger carryover there. These are deferred revenues. Again, there's different accounting treatments. Some, particularly state grants, show up in the ending fund balance, and federal revenue typically doesn't because it receives a different accounting treatment. These are, in essence, carryovers, almost $2.8 million, and as usual, the biggest one is Title I, but this year closely followed by the SIG grant, which is the ELLA SIG grant. These are restricted program contributions, i.e., we cover their expenditures. The term I want escapes me. Special ed, $1.9 million. So this is expenditures above and beyond the revenue we receive for special education services. This is what the unrestricted general fund contributes to the special education services in the district. And you can see about $2 million in transportation. And again, I always say this, the maintenance budget, that is the maintenance budget. State accounting requires us to show it as restricted. So that $1.9 million is simply the district's maintenance budget. Again, unrestricted budget savings, I talk a lot about that. 2-year average, 6-year average. We use $500,000 in our multi-year projection. We came very close to that this year, and we've been very close to that for 2 years. As you can see, if you go back a few more years, the swings are bigger. 1 year it was quite high at $1.9 million, but the year before that was very low at $88,000. So that's why we look at averages. These are just some of the areas in the unrestricted budgets where we had savings. And I think this is about the only time you guys see this slide. These are just some of the areas where unrestricted budget savings come from. These are the flex transfers. You see this slide a lot. These are all former state categorical programs that by law the funding is swept or flexed into the unrestricted general fund, and that totals about $3.3 million. Without that, we would be cutting another $3.3 million. Same pie chart. The percentages really don't change from time to time. You've seen this before. This is actually school services slide showing the difference between the statutory base revenue limit and what we actually receive. In 11-12, that difference was 65-35 versus 51-89, and those are based on averages. That's not specific to us, but our numbers are very close. This is just the results in the ending fund balance of all the other funds. Outside of the general fund, we have a number of other funds. The larger ones are the building fund, and actually the cafeteria, child nutrition, their budget's up now around $6 million. So that's quite a large operation. And you've seen this before. When you have an $80 million budget and you have a budget variance of 0.5%, it can still add up to a big number. In this case, almost $402,000. So other than submitting all the documents to the county, having the auditors come, the next thing we have to do for the board is first interim, which should be very interesting because really the next thing to happen is the November election and whether either of the tax initiatives pass. And if you recall, I'll say it again, if Prop 30 passes, we get nothing. If Prop 30 fails, based on statutory law, we lose $4.5 million starting this year. So any questions? There's lots of forms and documents. copy of the PowerPoint. Nancy does her other spreadsheet showing changes. That's all there for the board. I do need approval, and then we have to ask the board to actually approve the GAN limit, which is the next item.
Are there any questions? Mark, your last comment is quite interesting. If it passes, we get nothing.
Yeah.
If it fails, then we lose, what, $3.5-4 million?
As much as 4.5. It all depends on what the legislature does, but based on current law, that's what would happen. That's what I've been saying since for months.
And the interesting way that tax initiative is being sold is that money's going to go to schools. Well, that money's not going to schools.
Nope, not even going anywhere close. It's going to cities and counties and the state general fund.
Okay, any questions? Questions? Okay, is there a motion?
Oops.
So move. Make a motion. We accept the budget, unaudited budget.
I'll second that.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
5 yes. Okay, move on to business services number 2, resolution 2012-13-12, adoption of the 2012-13 GAN limit and 2011-12 recalculations. Mr. Elgar?
Thank you. Very quickly, this is just really a formality. The state software does the calculation. The forms are in the packet. They're also in the spiral bound binder that is submitted. I would ask for approval. We are required to approve it.
Yeah, we see this every year. Any questions?
Move for approval.
Motion by Mr. Crawford, seconded by Ms. Markle. All those in favor? Mr. Fleury? 5 yes. Okay, that's the last item on the agenda. This meeting's adjourned.